The very fact that Jesus himself could be tempted, it means that the image of who he is was not a guaranteed perspective to him. It was not a foregone conclusion to Jesus that he was the Son of God. I hope you don't think when Jesus was born in a manger as a little baby, he's actually a 30-year-old man in a baby's body, and he's thinking inside, oh, Father, I gotta wait 30 long years before I really grow up. No. Jesus grew up like any kid. He got to learn obedience. He got to submit to the parents. He got to run around, and the mom and dad would say, come on, put on your diapers probably. Jesus had to go to a synagogue to read the book. He got to go and learn how to pray. He got to question the priest if his understanding was correct. And every once in a while, when he read the scripture, the Holy Spirit would say to him, that's you, Jesus. When the Bible say, I will send my son, his name will be called Emmanuel. That's you, Jesus. For behold, a virgin shall conceive. That's your mother. And Jesus will be confused. How could I be? Am I really the one? And then he'll study some more. He'll pray some more. And eventually, he came to the conclusion. Yes, I am begotten of the Father. The Father has sent me. He said, I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. And only when he was sure of who he is in his self-esteem, was he able to demand worship from his disciples and from all the people. So Jesus had to grow in faith. He had to have his self-esteem fulfilled.